Welcome to Building a Life of Prayer with Pastor David Beatty of River Oaks Community Church, taking you through the prayers of the Bible so that you can grow in your confidence and enjoyment of prayer.
Thank you for joining me today as we talk about building a life of prayer. We're studying prayer throughout the scriptures, and today we're looking at a group of psalms that are known as the Songs of Ascent. They're titled this way because it's thought that they were sung by pilgrims who were ascending to Jerusalem, going up to Jerusalem to worship the Lord. And today I'm going to read selected verses from Psalms 123, 124, and 125. First, Psalm 123, verses 1 through 4. To you I lift up my eyes, O you who are enthroned in the heavens. Behold, as the eyes of servants look to the hand of their master, as the eyes of a maidservant to the hand of her mistress, so our eyes look to the Lord our God till he has mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us, O Lord, have mercy upon us, for we have had more than enough of contempt. Our soul has had more than enough of the scorn of those who are at ease, of the contempt of the proud. And then from Psalm 124, I'll read verses 1 through 3, and then verse 8. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, let Israel now say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side when people rose up against us, then they would have swallowed us up alive when their anger was kindled against us. And verse 8 reads, our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. And then from Psalm 125, I'll read the whole psalm, verses 1 through 5. Those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be moved, but abides forever. As the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people from this time forth and forevermore. For the scepter of wickedness shall not rest on the land allotted to the righteous, lest the righteous stretch out their hands to do wrong. Do good, O Lord, to those who are good, and to those who are upright in their hearts. But those who turn aside to their crooked ways, the Lord will lead away with evildoers. Peace be upon Israel. What can these ascent psalms teach us about prayer? Well, Psalm 123 in verse 1 teaches us that we turn to God in prayer because of who he is. The psalm begins, to you I lift up my eyes, O you who are enthroned in the heavens. God is enthroned in the heavens. He is Lord over all. He rules over all. He is all-powerful. He is our Lord and Master, and we turn to him for mercy. Psalm 124 teaches us that he is our helper. As verse 8 says, our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. We should not neglect the latter words of that verse, that God is the one who created, who made heaven and earth. And so there's a connection between his being our creator and the one who is our all-sufficient and all-powerful helper at all times. Psalm 125 reminds us that God is the source of our stability, and he is the one in whom we should trust. Verse 1 reads, those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be moved, but abides forever. Psalm 125 calls us to trust him and find our security, our safety, and our stability in him. Would you join me as we pray about these things today? Father, we come to you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We acknowledge that you are enthroned in the heavens. You are our Lord and our God, and we thank you for your great mercy toward us. You, Lord, are our maker, our creator, and how we thank you for also being our helper. You, Lord, are our rock, our security, our fortress. Help us to grow in our trust in you and to remember the words of Psalm 125 and verse 1, that those who trust in you, Lord, are like Mount Zion, which cannot be moved, but abides forever. Amen.